Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the email address on the account you've called in about today?
FesterLee11@gmail.com.
Thank you. Did I hear you say tester, T-E-S-T-E-R?
Fester, F-E-S-T-E-R.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
At gmail.com.
Thank you for that. All right, I'm locating this account for you. Please verify your first and last name.
Jessica Donenhofer.
All right. Is that the name that is on the account?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I have located this account. And we verified your first and last name. Thank you for that. This is for dmvrecords.us.org. How may I help you today?
I guess you charged my friend's card like $18, and we didn't even get the information that we needed.
And it was only $50.
Okay.
Yeah, it was only supposed to be a dollar.
All right. So it looks like you were charged a dollar deposit for our $18.95 volume discount package that buys 19 report credits per month. If you'd like,
I just want my license number, my driver's license number. That's all I need.
I do apologize. This report will not issue a driver's license. I'll have this account canceled effective immediately. That'll prevent all future charges. Right. And
can I get my money back? Like, is that possible?
Yes. Due to that misunderstanding, no problem. I'll be able to issue a refund. So if you see any pending charges, they will void or disappear in 3 to 5 business days. Whenever you're ready, I have a refund confirmation number for you.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. That number is 149-849. 8027.
And this is the monitoring on the phone with you. How do I get my license, my driver's license number? Like, how do I get it?
I would start by calling or going down to the DMV, and that's just a suggestion.
There's a lot of websites that you can get on, and it'll charge you a dollar too. Do you think that's a bad idea?
You can try. I won't deter you from your effort, you know, from trying, unless that is public record, but to me that's almost as close to your Social Security number, which is private and give information. So if it's a public
record.
Yeah, so that's just my suggestion. You can try, but the way is
what can I do on your website to get it?
She's saying nothing.
Yeah, I know for ours, we're not able to issue that unless it is public record.
So you don't know how to get it?
No, I would suggest going to the DMV.
But what if I go there and I don't even have all this stuff that I need? Like, I want to order online because I lost my Social Security card. So I want to order online so I don't have to have all that shit, you know?
Yeah, so you may want to try this, like go to the Social Security website and order a card, a Social Security card. They'll give you a little piece of paper verifying that you've applied for it, and that's just as good as having that Social Security card. So you could take that and maybe a birth certificate. I mean, that's how it works for my county anyways. I'm not sure how your county works, but you could probably find that information on it. The DMV website.
All right, thank you.
No problem, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Mm-hmm.